To CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora officials fired Police Chief Vanessa Wilson Wednesday, citing a lack of leadership inside the department. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Chief Wilson had been with Aurora Police for more than two decades and rose up to become the head of the agency in late 2019. She led the department through intense scrutiny following the police death of Elijah McClain and a state-ordered consent decree, which required the department to overhaul almost all its policies. Almost 100 officers have quit the agency since the city appointed Wilson, who is known for building strong relationships with the community, but not inside the force. Community activists and several members of the legislature called her termination irresponsible and says it sends the wrong message to all the people working for change. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette questioned executives from six major oil companies during a hearing on energy prices Wednesday. DeGette says high gas prices are hitting people's budgets and their patience.
If the price of gas is driven by the global market, why is the price of oil coming down, but the price at the pump is still near record highs?
Oil executives testified they aren't keeping gas prices high. They said prices of crude oil don't always match with gasoline in the short term, and that Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues to destabilize the markets. We'll hear more from yesterday's hearing on the price of gas later in this hour. Colorado Mesa University is hosting a Holocaust awareness series this week with lectures and panels on modern-day genocide. Rabbi Jay Streer with the group Jewish Colorado says a rising number of young Americans were either never taught about the Holocaust or have fallen prey to conspiracy theories.
Everybody should understand that one of the greatest, if not the greatest, scourges against humanity has to be understood. Because if we don't understand what the potential is in all of us to turn to the darkest of acts, it will repeat itself.
The series at the University in Grand Junction runs through Friday. This is CPR News.